Divine is. Humans make it so. Divine is. Humans make it so. All exists in the divine. Everything that will be, everything that was, everything that could be, everything exists in the divine. And it exists complete and whole and magnificent and wonderful, finished to every degree. All is. Humans make it so. What do we want to make so? What would we like to bring forth in our lives? What would we like to bring forth in our existence? Would we like to bring forth happiness? Would we like to bring forth joy? Would we like to bring forth wonderful experiences that make us feel magnificent every moment of our being? Would we like to live in a world where everyone feels content? Everyone feels peaceful. Everyone feels joyful. Everyone feels just fantastic. You say, such a world, it doesn't exist. Oh, yes, it does. When you let go and let the divine be, then it is so. Our biggest trouble in the world always seems to be that we're trying to make things happen. We're trying to make things come about. We're trying to say that it doesn't exist and we're bringing it into existence. And of course, then that's the way it is. That's the struggle that we have. The struggle to make ourselves aware that it already exists. To make ourselves aware that life already is magnificent beyond any measure we could ever know for it. Beyond any measure we could ever claim for it. And so we claim the highest, and we claim the best. We claim the most fulfilled experience that any life could ever have, that any experience could ever have. We claim it. We name it and claim it and experience it. But we experience it only because we have made ourselves aware that it is already so. The divine is. The humans make it so. We make it so by our awareness that it is so. Now you say that's a redundancy in the nth degree. That's true. For a human, that's a redundancy. But for the divine, there is no redundancy. When the divine says, I like me, I like me, I like me, it is so. When the human says, I like me, I like me, I like me, they are making it so. Why is a human making something so that already is so? Well, the human knows inside of itself that all things are already fulfilled, that all things are already good, all things are already magnificent. The human knows that. The human knows it. The divine lives it. The divine doesn't have to proclaim it, protest it. The divine doesn't have to expect it. The divine is it. Water is water. And we try to take hydrogen and oxygen and put them together to make water. We try to do these things that already exist. Water consists of hydrogen and oxygen, that's true. But it is water. Wherever water is, it is a combination that exists already. Water doesn't become water because we want it to become water. It is water. And it always exists as water. The water evaporates and goes up into the sky and goes up into the clouds, clouds becoming rain clouds and then coming back down again onto earth or onto the ocean, or the water evaporates off the ocean and then comes down on land. The cycle goes on. But the water is always the water. The water is always where it is, how it is, that it is complete and magnificent and wonderful in every way. That's what water is. And we enjoy it. Oh, do we enjoy it? Do we enjoy that water? Do we enjoy whatever things are? We enjoy air, not because it's made up of hydrogen and oxygen, not because it's made up of things that, that just are what we consider to be air, but we enjoy it because it divinely is air. You are divinely you, complete, magnificent, every single whit what a human being is. But you're beyond the human being. You are the divine being. The divine being that never changes, that always exists as its perfect ideal. You are the ideal. So when you say, every cell of my body is ideal, you're proclaiming the truth about yourself. Now, do you understand what an ideal cell is? No, you don't even consider, for the most part, that you have ideal cells. You don't even consider, for the most part, that you have ideal conditions within you, that you have the allness within you, that you have the divine in you. You have to use the human to make it so that you believe this. And as you do that, you enjoy it. You say of inventors, or you say of creative geniuses, you say of people, oh, how wonderful that they can think on those levels of consciousness. You think on that level of consciousness all the time. You think of that awareness all the time, but you're just not aware that you are thinking on that awareness, because when you are an is, you don't think that you're becoming an is. When you are love, you don't think of becoming love. When you are an unconditionally loving being to everyone in your world, you don't consider yourself being an unconditionally loving being to everyone in your world, and then therefore hope that you can do it, hope that you can enjoy it. The divine is, always will be. The divine can never change. The divine can never want of anything. The divine is everything. You are everything. I am everything. The world is everything and always will be. And because it's everything, we enjoy it now. We don't enjoy it in the future or the past, even in the present. We enjoy it this instant. Today, start claiming this for yourself. Today, start making this your awareness. Think water. Your mind has already composed whatever you think water is, and that is what you're experiencing. Think moisture. Think goodness. How can bodies acclimate to different temperatures and different atmospheres and different environments? How can bodies acclimate? Because they already are all, and they're not acclimating. They're just becoming aware that those conditions exist. And as the body becomes aware that those conditions exist, the body enjoys them. The body doesn't feel cold or warm or wet or dry. It doesn't feel up or down. It doesn't feel anything. It just is. And that's what you are. And that's what I am. We just are. And how wonderful it is to be just our. Now, the divine is, and if you live in that consciousness, in that presence that the divine is all the time, live as the divine is all the time, you'll have some mighty, fantastic experiences. Experiences that will lift your heart and lift your soul and lift your being to heights that you had never believed possible. And as you lift your heart, your soul, your being to heights you never believed possible, then you won't have to be a human that makes it so. You'll just be a human that goes along with its divine self and knows that now it is done. Now it is complete. Now it is whole. And when I say I love you, I'm saying I love me. And that's why I enjoy saying so much of the time, with all my heart, I love you, 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 I love you.